Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Fionnuala has a very important question. She has already asked it, but without context. So again, please, ask us the question you want us to answer.
How much horn is suitable to be used in particular driving situations?
Oh, okay. Car horns. Right.
Car horns. Horn. What I'm referring to today. On the road this morning, I was caught up in roadworks, so a manual stop and go system.
Okay.
And when our side went green that we could go, the person in front of me just wasn't paying attention, and there was maybe a good approach in 10 seconds where they didn't move and the cars ahead of them had gone. So I was like, I'm not, despite what some people may think, not overly prone to road rage. It does hit me at times, but in this particular instance, I was like, do you know what? This person is just not paying attention. They've been stuck in the roadworks for a while. They need to be alerted, though, that the line is moving. So I went with a little... It was a real... Because in my head, that's an appropriate level of horn for this incident, because it's not out of badness. They're delaying me a little bit, but they haven't done anything dangerous. So in this case, just a quick was needed, and that's what happened. They moved on, gone.
So you want scenarios, and we need to match the horns to the scenarios.
How much horn is the question that we need to answer today?
So small beep. Do you think that was even too much to give them?
Bordering on too much, but just about acceptable.
There's also the medium beep. What is that applicable to? And this one I like to call the ignorant horn.
Well, that's a broken horn.
No, it's not. It is my car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God. Just pressed. I think in that instance, that's someone like cutting you off, or like happened to me recently. I'm turning left onto a main road. The person coming off the main road onto my road cuts the corner so badly that they are just coming straight for me as they take the turn. In that case, that's the horn you need.
Say if somebody turns off and doesn't use their indicators, how much horn is applicable? Acceptable.
Okay. So turning off ahead of you just kind of slows down with no reason, or is it not indicating off a roundabout? What are we talking about here?
Straight stretch of road.
Yeah.
The brake. And then they just turn off into their own house, but they don't use the indicator.
You're looking medium beep.
How much horn? That enough?
That's enough, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's annoying. They shouldn't have done it. It's not best rules of the road, but it's not like causing you much issue for the rest of your day.
Once again, a straight stretch of road, and you come to a crossroads, and somebody drives straight across in front of you. You have the right way. How much horn?
Loads. Loads of horn in that instance.
Fionnuala says loads of horn. You given loads of horn. How much horn? 087-1-102-107. Hi, Scott. When a person in front of you is turning left, then decides last minute, no, I'm going to go right, that deserves the ignorant long horn. I think that's about enough. That's quite a long horn.
You have to display your frustration because they've done something silly and stupid and annoying.
But Jason comes with a cautionary tale about long horns.
I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but you actually can overheat your horn.
Wow.
Especially the ignorant horn, if that was used maybe two or three times in succession, would definitely result in an overheated horn. So just be careful of that.
An overheating horn, who do you go for? A cure for that? Is it a doctor or is it a mechanic?
I have just Googled it, and it would seem that Jason is not the first person to be aware of an issue with an overheated horn. There is a Reddit thread simply titled Horn in Hot Weather. So, you know, overheating horns, not to be laughed at.
Another scenario that you could use your ignorant horn, it's probably more of a preventative horn, is if you're in a car park and somebody is going to reverse into you. I feel it's happened to every single one of us.
Yeah, that is a real... You are just warning them to avoid damage to both cars in this scenario.
That's a panic horn. Please, stop.
Do you know what we haven't acknowledged? The celebratory horn.
Oh, Yes.
You know, so the match wins, county final wins.
Where there's a bit of a pattern going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good celebratory horn. You love to see it making its way around the parish.
Manny's horn overheated at a county final celebration, driving through the village with the bonfires and the horns going. You've got to be careful of your horn, people.
I'm glad we have answered the question, though, today. How much horn? Assessing the appropriate use of car horns relative to situations.
Back to your scenario. You're at traffic lights or stop and go system. The car in front of you, ye have the right way. They haven't drove on, just small horn.
Yeah, little bip. That's all. Just let them know it's time to move on.
RSA, hit us up. This is some PSA for the people. Hey!
Hi! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.